Yes, Cardi B, Bruno Mars, Please Me. It's Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music. And we got to find out who this celebrity Holly has been confused for.
Mm-hmm.
And what grievance my roommate Dylan's going to bring up at our HOA meeting tonight.
Yes. All right,
we'll get to that in just a second. But you got to listen for Miguel and Holly's Uncensored podcast. We do it once a week. And we go behind the scenes and we talk about everything that we can't say on the radio. And in this podcast, we talked about the blown off ball from last week. We went behind the scenes and we dished all the dirt about what was going on and about how the spin the bottle was unlike any spin the bottle we've done in the past, all right?
So which is cool, though.
Yeah, it was great. It was great, but it was just unexpected, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can listen to Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, or you can download the free Hot 101.5 app. These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them. Dear blog, you know, over the course of almost 2 years that I've lived in my townhouse, Chateau Oprah, I've had a couple of run-ins with the HOA board, and it's been for minor things, but we've worked
with
through
Jerry.
It. Jerry, who actually doesn't live in the community. He's just the manager. So it's people in the community that have complained to Jerry.
And where does Jerry live, by the way?
I have no clue.
Really?
Well, because your HOA is run by a management company that you pay.
Okay.
And so he's sort of like the overseer.
And so he works for that company?
Yeah. So he has like no personal gain
for
anything. But what happens is people complain to him.
Yeah.
And then he has to be the person that delivers the bad news.
Poor Jerry.
Exactly. Well, this has nothing to do with Jerry. This has everything to do with my roommate, Dylan.
Okay.
And my roommate, Dylan, is a, how do I describe him? He is a nature-loving person, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when St. Pete downtown banned plastic straws, it was like he won $1 million.
That's just his passion.
No, I love it. I mean, and he's teaching me things that I didn't know. Like when we buy Gatorade, he will go with the little plastic things around the Gatorade and he'll cut them before he puts them in the trash.
Good man.
Yeah, he's great. Well, one of the things that he's been upset about since he moved in is that our community does not recycle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have no clue who's in charge of it, how it happens, how you go about making it happen, but he's been upset. And so he said, I want to go to the HOA board and I want to bring it up.
Okay.
And I said, listen, that is fine. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But I'm a little afraid because Dylan is from the north and he is very nice. But when he wants to make a point, that sort of New York vibe will come out.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid it's going to be like an episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh,
and
no.
And he's going to flip a table when people start saying, well, it's too expensive to recycle, or that's a lot of steps, and then he's going to lose it.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like he'll be okay. I feel like, if anything, he's just going to go away really dejected because they'll gang up on him.
I know.
That's all. Like, I think that it's actually going to be worse for him because I feel like they're not going to do it. Are there older people that live there mainly,
yeah,
or is it?
No, it's a nice mix.
He might be okay.
Right, and I'm hoping that everyone will be on board, but I was like, I just want you to make a great presentation, be prepared, and I know you will, but just be calm because HOA meetings can be very tense. Like, imagine meeting with all the people at your apartment complex.
Yes.
And trying to talk about the person in 4B who has sex too loud.
Oh!
Like, that's uncomfortable. Well, and this is going to be uncomfortable.
The whole thing. I mean, I feel like it's one of those episodes of The Office.
Yes.
Where it just is unbearable.
So, I will have an update tomorrow on how this dramatic situation goes down, and I may secretly record some audio.
Oh, and bring it to you, please do. Oh, that is great. Dear blog, it was a case of a mistaken identity the other day.
Okay.
When Miss Katy Perry got engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Which we were all excited about. I mean, we reported on it, I think it was Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was excited for her, and there's a picture of her and Orlando Bloom, her new fiance,
mm-hmm.
and we posted the picture on the Miguel and Holly Instagram and said, you know, breaking news, guess who just got engaged? And then it kind of like, there's a jump where you have to click on more info.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just perusing some of the comments, and I realized that people thought it was me.
They thought you were Katy Perry and your boyfriend was Orlando Bloom.
Yeah. Now, I've never been confused for Katy Perry before because obviously, like, I'm not Katy Perry. But I was like really flattered. And then I just thought maybe it's just the angle or whatever. But somebody on the Miguel and Holly Instagram comment said, "Congratulations, beautiful lady," and then tagged me. Somebody under her had to be like, "That's Katy Perry." And then she was like, "Oh," and then someone else said, "I thought it was Holly as well." Yeah, it was fine. So there's a bunch that said, "Oh, Holly." And I was like, no, I didn't. No. Then somebody said, "Well, I thought this was Holly too. Can you please recreate this?"
Oh, so have you done a side-by-side comparison here?
I haven't, but I sent what I could consider to be maybe the closest to a side-by-side, and I sent it to Scotty, so he's working on it right now. I don't know. Well, first of all, I don't have any photos of my boyfriend and me that look like the photo of Katy and her new fiance, Orlando Bloom.
Right.
So it's not going to be exactly the same, but I chose one that maybe looks like it.
Holly, I love you so much, and you're my best friend. We've worked together for a long time, but girl, you do not look like
Katy
Perry.
Like, I know.
There's literally absolutely nothing.
I'm sorry. There is something.
No.
Yes.
Nothing. Not one thing. You're beautiful.
Not one thing.
No. You're
both
white women.
Lovely blue eyes.
Yes.
So.
That will go with, you both have blue eyes.
Yeah. I'll take that. Thank you very much.
That's where it ends.
And Orlando Bloom and my boyfriend, Justin, both have dark hair.
Okay.
So. Clearly, we fooled some people, Miguel.
All right, well, okay.
Clearly.
You can also say I look like Black Panther because we're both brown.
I didn't say that, though.
But I'm just saying there, you don't look like her at all.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Let me live my Katy Perry life.
All right. Your false life, that's what it is.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
All right, Holly. So you can check out the Miguel and Holly Instagram, and Scott's about to post a side-by-side comparison so you can see how Holly does not look like Katy Perry.
I mean...
Not at all. Not one bit.
The Katy Perry picture is close up.
Not one bit.
Fine.
What's hot in Hollywood?
We need to have a final discussion about Jussie Smollett and what on earth... The truth is,
Lord.
We'll talk about it at 7 with Miguel and Holly.
Hot 101.5. Traffic.
Brought to you by Wendy's Made to Crave menu. I'm looking at a bizarre delay, a spot of slow traffic we normally don't see for morning drive. It's southbound 275 near Del Mabry. Apparently there was a bad overnight wreck and police are on the scene doing an investigation, and that's what's causing this little delay on southbound 275 if you're heading down to the Howard Franklin Bridge. Wendy's opens by 9 a.m. every day. Get your cravings covered with Wendy's new Made to Crave menu. Try this awesome bacon cheeseburger, barbecue cheeseburger, and peppercorn mushroom melt. All your favorites available by 9 a.m. every day. That's Waze Traffic. I'm Jeff Slater in the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
Thank you, Jeff Slater. I just got a text from my roommate, Dylan Holly. He's been listening. Oh, dear.
Hot 101.5 weather from the Brandon Honda Weather Center.
All right, we're looking at partly cloudy skies today. There is a slight chance of a rain shower possible. The high 85. Right now, though, it's 68.
I just told you about my roommate, Dylan, who wants to show up to the HOA meeting and protest the fact that we don't have recycling in our community.
Yes.
And he just said, your radio blog is giving me the motivation to show up and show out at the HOA meeting tonight.
Yes!
Go, Dylan!
Go raise hell about that recycling!
I'm going to secretly record this crap going down tonight tomorrow.
I love it.
All right, it is 6:52. You want to win $500? Well, you got to know what the hot song of the day is, and we will do it after Hot in Hollywood in two songs on Hot 101.5.